Yeah, boy. Welcome to No Bullshit News Hour, July something, 2019. Can you hear me in this, Joey? Cool. Hey, Karen?
Yes, Charlie?
Karen's back from the dead or wherever she went.
I won't say that.
Mannequin Joey is on the board. He never says anything. I dare you, Joey. Exactly. Jason C. over there, he likes to remain incognito. You remember our unwilling white guy? He's back.
Unwilling?
He just pushed the mic away. All right, like we got a jam-packed show. We got a jam-packed show. Lots going on in Detroit. Tim Alberta, the No Bullshit News Hour correspondent in Capitol Hill and the White House. He also is a senior writer for Politico, but this is his main job. But let's take care of some business real quick. Corrective eye surgery is one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of this century. In fact, LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine and has changed the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poorer performance of glasses and contacts. Dr. Yaldo, our Red Shovel sponsor, is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000 plus people have gotten his state-of-the-art custom LASIK, and most have actually gotten better than 20/20 vision, called supernormal vision. His multifocal lenses implants for people 45 plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. You've got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell him No BS News or anybody from the Red Shovel Network sent you for a $1,500 off the regular price discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldaEyeCenter.com. Hall Financial offers lower rates, better options, and that personal attention you want when talking about your home. The average refi takes 44 days. Hall Financial averages 19 days. Do the math. That's half the time. You know, I was reading in the paper, in the New York Times, about this is a what else are you going to do with your money moment. Mm-hmm. That's why the stock market's ballooning when all the underpinnings are starting to be shaky. What else are you going to do with your money? You can get some money out of your house at low interest rates. You can do the improvement. Email dhall at hallfg.com to get the paper moving. Or call 248-308-5000. Or maybe you just want to take equity out of your home. Or shorten the length of your mortgage. Get something for the kids' college. You could be less than 3 weeks from saving money on and with Hall Financial. Email dhall at hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000. Tell him you heard on No BS News, because I appreciate and Karen appreciates him giving us and the network a shot. NMLS number 1467435, Hall Financial.
It's the time to do it.
You won't be disappointed. And finally, ADR Consultants, providing full business construction management and IT consulting services for your company, municipality, and law enforcement agency. And in this time in the city, you're going to need an honest contractor, because we're going to get to it. Shit is blowing up.
Keyword honest.
Oh, man, it is blowing up. But let me finish here. ADR, experienced, overseeing more than $250 million in private and public construction projects since 2001. Need to reduce costs? Need to re-engineer processes or find better vendors? ADR saves clients millions. ADR consultants are experts in procurement, compliance, and minority participation. Jesus, the city ought to call this guy. Wait a minute. They did before. And it worked. Honest, ethical, smart. Call Barry Ellentuck at 248-318-9424 for a consultation. Get the job done right, on time, on budget. ADR Consultants, 248-318-9424. Now, we got to get to Tim because he's really busy in D.C. You know, the labor secretary just quit, you know. In his previous life, he's covering up for pedophiles, and his lying and prevaricating just didn't work, did it, Jason?
He's shaking his head. Yeah,
right, Joey?
No.
Oh, hey!
they Joey's, talk.
Joey's saying something. Karen, did you see the Free Press this morning?
I clicked on it for a second. I saw some of it. I mean, it's all the same thing. I mean, we talked about the emails before. They've asked them to delete the emails, the cover-up.
Let's do this here, right. What we're talking about. Right. And by the way, we don't get any credit. But the mayor and his girlfriend and the money steered towards, okay, Mr. Mayor, whether it be the program, the nonprofit, the university, money was steered there. And despite your denials, your staff was recruited to raise money for whatever entity you want to say. You said it wasn't true. We reported it. We followed the money. And now I'm so glad the Free Press came out with this story because it was the worst kept secret in town. And I was going to have to do something on it. And I'm glad they came out with it this morning. Catrice Stafford, a friend of the show, and Joe Gillen. Well, turns out City Hall deleted the emails between themselves and whatever entity she's connected with that they want to talk about.
That's crazy.
You deleted the emails.
Charlie, would any other administration get away with this, and why is this one getting away with it?
Well, look, don't you smell it? Listen, everybody. Here's the thing. Yeah, LaDuff. Yeah, Dumas. Shut up. Listen to us. This isn't for kicks. This is what's really going on, something a little counter to what you're seeing on the nightly news. This is the real shit. It's starting to collapse. It's really starting to collapse. So when you delete some emails, you're covering up kind of a, I don't even know if it's a crime.
There's we wouldn't know. If you're deleting the emails, there's no way of figuring out whether it is or not. So
you hooked up your girlfriend. So you're going to get a PR spanking. Everybody's going to look at you sideways. You're driving over to her house at night. Lying's one thing. Deleting emails so we can't find them is another, because you know what? That's a 2-year misdemeanor, imprisonment for 2 years, and or $1,000 fine. You can't, those are public property.
This is true.
So why do it?
It's a good question.
Why do it? Now, that's not the biggest problem they have.
There's more.
I got any breaking news sound effects, Joey? Yeah. I've been asking for them for 3/4 of a year. Let me have it. Let me get a sip of this whiskey.
He's got it.
Thanks for bringing that, Karen.
You are welcome. Just let me make it clear. You're drinking whiskey. I'm drinking Drought. I don't drink alcohol. I just want to make that clear.
And I do have some OxyContin. I did wonder a long time ago.
Charlie.
Joey, what's up with you? Oh, jeez.
Breaking news sounder seems to have broken.
Bob, where are you? Yeah. Bob.
Where is Bob?
Bob is driving across the country on his motorcycle.
Is he really?
Drinking whiskey wherever he stops.
That's
cool. Bob's a bad motherfucker.
Well, I bought his bottle too, so if you want that, you have another one.
He almost died a couple years ago.
On a motorcycle?
Yeah, he ate the back end of a car. Yeah, he was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they was in a medically induced coma for a while.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'll do the effect, Joey. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. No bullshit news. I have it on excellent authority that another grand jury has been convened in Detroit concerning public corruption. I have it on very good authority that contractors have been summoned and given testimony to the grand jury regarding the federal money in this demolition debacle. That is the biggest news there is. That is serious. Deleting emails and your girlfriend, and now maybe the state attorney general looking into it. What do you get? $1,000 fine? Some embarrassment? This is for real. This is for real. Look at everything going on. The feds are looking into that Chrysler deal on the east side.
As they should.
How'd they get the land? Who got the land? When did they get the land? They're looking into the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabri. And Chicken Joe DeMarco has filed a report. The ethics hearing has reached its conclusion. Stay with the show. Chicken Joe will be here.
Wow.
What else we got going on that? What else we got, Karen? There's so many. City Council President Gabe Leland is indicted, right? Bribery and fraud. The deputy chief of police went to prison for taking bribes. There is so much going on. And it, because you see a couple of restaurants, you think it's groovy, but it's not groovy.
But this is the thing, Charlie. Unfortunately, outside of the No BS News Hour, you don't hear this stuff. I mean, you just don't. It slowly trickles out after they pick up on a report that you filed or a story that you filed with Deadline Detroit or a show that you air. But other than that, it's not, you know, in the middle of the news. It's not on the front page as I believe it would be if this were any other administration. And that's unfortunate, and it's disingenuous. I mean, the people are not being advised or updated as to what's really going on in the city.
Making serious decisions. And I, again, the people that really pay taxes, how badly you're being screwed, how badly you're being manipulated, I have to do it. And it's lonely. It stinks. I'm tired of getting emails. What happened to you? Oh, sure miss you. Hey, listen, everybody, tell your friends where we're at. We're here. NoBSNewsHour.com. NoBSNewsHour.com. Or you can go to, what is it, Jason? iTunes. Put my name in there.
iTunes, Google Play, take your pick. And real quick, for all of you that put the feedback in on the website, like, we get it to Charlie, we get it to Karen. Emails, love hearing all the feedback and tips coming in.
Yeah, there are a lot. And we've actually
the responses on social media. I mean, I love when people respond. You know, when you post the link or, you know, one of your stories and we post it or tweet it or retweet it and people respond. I appreciate that too.
So let's get back to Duggan's gal pal and who was raising the money. There was a whistleblower, right? A woman by the name of Shannon, who was inside the administration. And according to her, that for more than a year, it was the mayor's staff that was raising the money. More than a year, when they deny they raised anything. Okay, so who said to delete the email? I have it on nice authority that it's a war. Everybody's finger pointing. Who's going to get thrown under the bus? Is it the mayor's chief of staff? Or was it the city's chief development official, right? The guy in charge of coming up with grants and stuff, whose wife, get it? Sound effect, Joey?
Just make up something.
That's good.
It works.
The city's chief development official, his wife is the Secretary of State.
Oh, that's right. You talked about that before.
Yeah,
right?
And I also talked about who's a lawyer in her administration, the former chief counsel for the embattled Detroit Land Bank. It's a goddamn machine. So who ordered the deletion?
It's a good question.
Who ordered it? Who's going to go to jail? Who's in trouble? Because talking to our friend Katrice Stafford this morning, they don't have that locked down. But I got the scuttlebutt inside. I'm not going to say, but you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I wrote a story this week for Dead Dying Detroit. 140 people in this administration make, on average, $142,000 a year.
Wow.
More than $20 million, or equivalent to 1% of the entire budget of Detroit for 140 people. Are we really getting what we're paying for?
But Charlie, in that article, you also pointed out that this administration has 500 appointees.
Yes.
That's unheard of.
Oh, and I'm getting this from Doug, and the same thing Fucano said. Well, that's because it's codified like that. I'm not directly responsible for it. You are directly responsible for it. You have 3 assistant chiefs of police, 5 deputy chiefs. Why do we have 3 assistant chiefs? I've been here a decade. We never had 3 assistant chiefs. And the needle's not moving. People getting shot to hell. Got no services, but we got a lot of people eating at the trough. We just went bankrupt.
And we're headed that way again, Charlie.
You remember the downturn? Yeah, I think so.
No, we are. We're still kicking the financial can, and nobody's talking about 2024. We've talked about this on this show, about the pension obligation payments that come due in excess of $200 million.
Let me do this for the listening public. They probably know because we have a very rabid, you know, friendly base of people listen because we're all brothers and sisters. Duggan says, oh, we've had balanced books since I've been in office. Well, that's because that's the law. That was the terms of the bankruptcy. 3 of those years, the budget was made for you. It was already settled. Now it has to be balanced. We're running a surplus. You know why? Because the city is not paying its pension obligations. Everybody that pays a water bill is paying for that. The grand bargain with the foundations is paying that. The city this year will pay 0. Those obligations are $200 million a year. So actually, we're $150 million short. We don't have cops. We cannot afford our pensions. What are you freaking doing? Those numbers don't even include what the gal pal's getting or what lawyer friends are getting, right? Or personal service contract. You, the listener, you're mad. The whole world's mad because We're getting eaten alive. Anyway, let me call the $126,000 a year chief of communications, John Roach, to get an on-the-record explanation as to who and why they deleted the emails.
He's only getting 126.
126, 884, and 22 cents. I don't know where the 22 cents comes from.
Chump change.
Okay.
Asshole calling! Asshole calling! There's an asshole on the other end of the line. Answer it quick so you can talk to the big asshole.
Yeah.
Is that your ring back, Charlie?
Yeah. Asshole calling! Asshole calling! There's an asshole on the other end of the line.
It's
Answer
me.
It quick so you can talk to the big asshole.
I'm a big asshole. I'm the people's asshole. I'm taking this shit. Mad as hell! Not gonna take it anymore!
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I figured as much.
3-1-3-2-4
There's a thing go around City Hall not to talk to me.
We'll have to.
You'll beep that for me, won't you? Now, fuck it.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, John, it's LaDuff, No Bullshit News Hour. Listen, I need an explanation as to who gave the order to delete the emails. Who gave the order? Why nobody's getting the information that they need and want, require, and deserve because it's our property. And you got 50,000 people listening. Call back. Otherwise, we just make this a rolling bit, man. You make $126,000, $844.22 a year, and we want you to do your job. Explain it to the people. I'll be calling. Call me back. You got an hour. Bye. Now, let's call the chief of staff. Should we call the chief of staff?
Why not, Charlie?
Okay. Let me just call the chief of staff here. Doo-ba-doo-doo. Entertain the people, will you guys?
I'm dying. Entertain the people. All right. We can entertain the people.
I hate this shit.
How do we entertain the people? I can't sing.
Chief of staff is Alexis Wiley, whom I used to work with at Fox,
too. That's true. That's true.
I didn't get invited to the wedding, but everybody else did.
I used to work with her when she was representing Fox, too, when I was with the city. She was always the one trying to extract information from us.
Huh.
Seriously, the tables are turning.
That's funny when you're on the other side of the table, right? How you change.
It really is.
That's why I won't do it.
It's interesting.
I won't do it.
Nor should you.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Google subscriber? Alexis, you make $150,000 plus. What's with the Google subscriber? Just get a number. Anyway, listen. Words floating around. Can you illuminate for the listening public No Bullshit News Hour who, in fact, ordered the emails to be deleted? And have you heard about the latest grand jury? Okay, you got my number. Great to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend.
Who else are you going to call, Charlie?
Should I call Duggan? I'll call Duggan.
He's not going to answer. He may.
Mike!
So this is what we do on the lower level. When we want to make sure that we've got both sides of the story.
Shall I call Mike Duggan the mayor or Mike Duggan the barber?
Oh, that was Dugan.
Dudgeon.
Dudgeon. Charlie, I'll be honest with you. I'm still not 100% convinced that a write-in campaign that has to be accurate in terms of spelling and duplication of how that name is listed in the filing.
Yeah.
I'm not sold that happened.
Look, I'm going to tell you why it's a little dubious, and people talk about signatures look the same as writing, blah, 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 blah. Something's up. When Ronald McDonald's getting 3 votes, right? Pee-wee Herman got a vote. Barry White got a couple of votes, and I didn't get one. Not one.
You didn't, Charlie.
I didn't get one. So something tells me.
I thought I voted for you.
See?
So see, that's wrong, because I know I did.
Let me call Mike Duggan.
He said, or the barber. I forgot about him.
Every Every developer in the city's got this number.
It'll be nice to follow up with him. See what he's doing these days.
Oh, who? Mike Duggan, the barber?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an Israelite. He's a street preacher now. Yeah.
They're pretty deep.
They're the ones in Washington D.C. that.
No, they're downtown too. It scares all the white people walking down Woodward.
I like the guy.
He's.
I actually like the guy. You know what? He really likes Subway sandwiches. He said if he was elected mayor, he's going to put his Subway's franchise.
That's gross.
City Hall.
Subways suck.
They're not a sponsor. Go ahead. I'm not into yoga mats.
Submarines.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3, 1, 3.
Oh, see? Classy guy.
There you go.
All right. Hit me with the effect, Joey.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or...
Asshole calling! Asshole calling!
Mr. Bear. Charlie the Duff here. No bullshit news hour. Just inquiring as to who deleted the emails and all the exorbitant salaries you're paying. So if you can get back to me on that. Otherwise, you know, say hello to the family and see you around. Bye-bye.
And when you say family, Charlie, because he's divorced now, so...
I don't know.
Kind of, sort of, just...
Yeah. I don't know who's talking to whom. Okay. It's just a pleasantry.
Okay, Karen. Good. I appreciate that. I'm sure he does as well.
All right. Well, that's... So listen now. What do we know?
Nothing.
Attorney General's opened up an investigation into some dumbass shit about deleting emails, so we don't know how close you are to this lady, even though Bob Carmack got you going to her house in disguise with a garage door opener.
And like you said, Charlie, it's not... You know, we've talked for years about somebody's personal life, but two things. As an elected official, especially as the elected official, the top elected official in this city, you are expected to adhere to a certain level of character and integrity. The other thing is using city resources on behalf of something that's not city related.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear. So this isn't about the girlfriend thing.
But I'm a real life person. That's some little bullshit. Everybody... In municipal politics, expect some graft and some grease, and they want the buses to run on time. They don't run on time. No, we don't got money to do that. But here's the thing. How two-bit, it really just shows how you operate and what's really going on, right? When you do shit like this. Because when I'm coming after you about collusion, bid rigging, price setting, when the big boys are here, and they're here, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been hearing it from me. I won't quit on your behalf. I know why we're all angry. I know why Brazil's angry and Poland's angry and India's angry and Canada's angry. The connected are eating us alive. I will do the work. It's the last damn thing I do. This just shows to what little stupid level they'll go. Right? Tell the fucking truth.
But it goes against the narrative, Charlie. That's what, you know, I told you.
Well, then that means the narrative's a lie.
Well, exactly. But, you know, I told you about the guy I met in New York. And he says, you know, you guys have a great mass transit system. And I said, sir, I said, I was from Detroit. He says, yeah. He says, I know. He says, I rode it. It's really nice. I said, that's a trolley. It goes just over 2 miles.
Oh, the Q line.
I said, that's the Q line. I said, that is in we're in New York. I said, that is not mass transit. And it looked like I had punched him in the stomach. I mean, people embrace those bits and pieces that they hear that Detroit is on a comeback and it's great and you guys are doing phenomenal. But when you have a conversation with somebody that lives here and that can tell you that everything that you're hearing and reading is not necessarily true, it's a very harsh reality for some.
Yeah, it's very clever what they do. I remember like doing the Americans for Fox, who called a colleague and a very high player in town goes, there's no operating revenue for that. They don't have the operating that they promised us they were going to have until 2027. So on the show, we've had Brooks Patterson of Oakland County, Mark Hackle of Macomb County, and one of the reasons they wouldn't let that regional transportation authority thing go to a vote is because they were hiding all kinds of little bullshit, like making up that operating revenue on our houses, on our property tax. We're looking for good government. Something that's doing something for us all.
But that's not happening, Charlie.
We all know it. That's what the show is about. What you think is true, and what you don't know, you should know. This is crazy. All right, listen, can you call up Tim Alberta?
And Charlie, while he's calling Tim, the other thing that I have an issue with is that, you know, we keep talking about, the mayor said, let me take that back. Mike Duggan said that he wanted to be judged on increased population in the city. We haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, later.
I have an issue with all the people that are working in and for the city who do not live here. If you love this city so much so that you can get up every day, collect a check every 2 weeks, and push a narrative that those of us who live here know is not true, then you need to live here. That's what I have a big issue with that.
Okay, I finally like that narrative line you keep dropping, because now I get it.
But it's the truth.
Because what you're saying is you're paid to spin a fairy tale. You're not living here.
Don't live here.
You're not feeling it.
No. And you know, everybody says, oh, you know, Detroit is great. Okay, well, if it's that wonderful, why aren't you living here?
Well, you know what? Maybe you're a big-time city official who can travel with your entourage on the city's dime. Maybe you can hook your girlfriend up with government contracts. But if you're not among the elite who can make your pals' pockets fat off the taxpayers' back, you're going to have to provide for your own retirement. And theirs. Don't forget theirs, because they're all getting benefits. If you have questions whether you're on the right track, please call financial specialist Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. We got him?
No.
Okay. What'd he say? Let me finish this. Grow your assets from pension planning to college saving plans. Your politicians are depending on you. Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Call Luke Nowacki, good friend of the show's. What's up with Timmy?
He said that he had to go right at 1:30.
Okay, put him on right now. What time is it?
1:32.
Call him up.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it. He said he had to be called at 1 o'clock. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get him. I got to call him, though. Because I'm not even sure I'm allowed to. The book has been embargoed until Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, we catch him next week.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't even know if I could say the name of it.
Well don't.
American Coney Island, celebrating 102 years. It's Detroit's oldest family-run restaurant and birthplace of the famous Detroit Coney Dog with chili mustard and Vidalia onions. It's my personal favorite. That's no bullshit. You want a piece of Detroit? You want to be part of it? Need a nice place to go? Clean, safe? Head downtown to the corner of Lafayette and Michigan Avenue. Can't miss it. It's the red, white, and blue building shaped like a slice of pie. Always delicious. Always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The dogs snap when you bite them. And the chili is a 100-year-old family recipe made especially for the American Coney Dog. And the beer is cold. Visit the Detroit restaurant or the one in the D Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Or, hey, Dad's, the Detroit Zoo. They sell beer there, too. Or you can always order a Coney kit straight to you or a friend's door. Go to AmericanConeyIsland.com. And, by the way, clean as a whistle. No bugs. No vermin. No nothing.
Well, gee, no Charlie,
mold.
That's good to know at a restaurant.
That's the thing. Check them out online. You'll see how many places are.
Well, I know the restrooms are clean. I know the person who cleans them.
Well, I don't do that.
You don't
now.
Do it anymore?
I'll unstuff the toilet. Hey, listen. Hey, are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
I'm a working person.
And I appreciate that.
I do what I got to do for my family.
Yes, you do.
And you'll see me there working. Hey, working man, I'm with you. I met a guy. Where'd I meet him? I met him at the Killer Kowalski fundraiser for kids, you know. And a guy said, I lost my job in IT. Pretty good job. You'd like this, Jason. Lost his job. And he couldn't find another one because he's, you know, my age. And he said, I became a handyman.
That's cool.
And he didn't feel great about it. And now he's going to be managing the maintenance of a bowling alley. And he loves it. And he goes, hey, dude, thanks for reminding me that it's okay just to earn a living. And I felt so good about it.
But you should, though, Charlie, and that's part of the issue that we have with kids graduating high school. College isn't for everybody. We have to stop demeaning manual labor. I mean, you got to think, you know, a plumber, somebody repairing a car, somebody managing a bowling alley, all those things are necessary. So a lot of times people look down on people doing those jobs. I don't. I think you give the janitor the same respect and courtesy that you give a CEO. We're all creating a piece of a larger picture.
You better get used to it because computers are replacing everything.
Yeah.
You don't need a stockbroker with a computer.
Robots are coming.
Right? So what's left to do? But the work.
That's true.
The stuff that, you know, it's too expensive to have a machine do.
And let me say this. Tip people. Tip people who work and provide a service. You know, I got a delivery the other day. I gave each of the guys $10. You would have thought I'd given them 20 grand. They were so appreciative. You have to appreciate a person who is working. They are. So tip them.
Does that include the mail person?
At Christmas, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I give everybody a gift. I come in here with gifts. I give everybody gifts. I want everybody
aren't you, aren't you just a grandam?
I could be.
Lily, thank you for whiskey.
The juice, you're welcome.
Thanks
see?
For the whiskey, Karen.
You're welcome. I didn't know you were coming.
So Tim Alberta got all diva-y on me. Well, goddamn, Tim. All right, we'll get you next week.
It's the time.
But he's. I'm just going to say it. Screw it. I'm going to do it because I love Tim. He's smart. I think he's coming in for the debates. Oh.
I want to go.
CNN called me. I'm supposed to make multiple appearances that week.
You should.
But I don't know what to say.
Say what you think. Say what you see.
Well, the whole point is that has any national media, like, been here?
Not since.
For more than 2 days?
No. Well, when Time bought the house, remember that? They stayed for a minute. But other than that, no, they still continue to do the flyover. Time. Remember when Time magazine bought the house?
I mean since Trump got elected.
Oh, no, they haven't. I thought you meant just in general, because everybody does a flyover for Detroit.
And you know, what's the long and the short of it? People are upset.
It's true.
People are worried, right? People are upset with the media because they see us hanging out with the elite, right? Talking about us, and they don't know us. They don't know the issues. They don't know really what we have saved. You know what I mean? You hear, come back to Detroit, greatest place to ride a bicycle. Well, whoa. Whoa. You know, I wonder if anybody, when they come, is going to look at real Detroit.
No, they're going to stay downtown. They'll probably stay in the book Cadillac. They will go to wherever the venue is. I assume it may be the Fox like it was before. Maybe not. I don't know where the venue is. And they will see the pretty and the shiny. And they won't see the city. They won't.
And look up, because those buildings aren't full.
None, we are overbuilt and underoccupied.
I'm going to do this, Tim. I'm sorry. I'm breaking the embargo. It's called American Carnage on the Front Lines of the Republican Civil War and the Rise of President Trump. So it's more than just how Trump got there. It's really, and I'm glad, actually, that Tim had to go because he's working his ass off. Labor Secretary Acosta's gone today. He's, man, Tim's the guy.
There's a lot going on.
But this book is, if you're a junkie and all of a sudden everybody in America has become a political junkie, this book tries to explain or describe or posit the question, who are the Republicans, right? I mean, Trump's not a Republican.
No, he's not.
He's the head of the Republican Party. He's the president. But he won by telling them all, fuck themselves, low energy, worst war ever, right? So, but we have exploding deficits. We're isolationist in a way, right? There's a trade war going on. The only thing that Trump's done that's Republican is cut taxes. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the Republican Party likes illegal immigration. It's labor. It's cheap.
That's true.
So, where's the Republican Party going? Is it forever the Tea Party people and Trump? Or is it the conservative country club guy? What does he see happening with the election coming? You know what I mean?
That should be good because, you know, I think to me, the Republican Party really started to lose their identity just before Trump entered the election for the first time.
They were really weak.
They didn't know who they were. Everybody was attempting to define the Republican Party, and those were in contradictory images. So, and I think the Democrats on the other side for this election, they don't need to talk about anything but one agenda, and that's beating Trump. Everything else is moot at this point. And if they continue to have that internal divisiveness, they're going to lose.
Well, they better tell me who they are. You know, tell me who you are. Like, be clear about what it is you want and where we're going.
They don't know that. Charlie, and I keep seeing everybody placating and doing the whole emotional thing, as most politicians do. Let me say something that, you know, gets up your dander, but it has nothing to do with what you can, will, or should do as the leader of the free world. It has nothing to do with it. We're still functioning on emotion right now and personality. We haven't even gotten to the issues yet. But I'm telling you, the Democratic Party should all sit down and figure out who can beat Trump. That's their top priority.
See, I fuck them.
That's it.
Your top priority should be my kid.
But it can't be at this point.
And Jason's kid. In fact, your kids, because they're working age now.
But they can't have that conversation unless they can get over the hump that is Trump. Hey, that sounds like
right? But here's the thing. Trump's stolen normally what they would do. Hey,
that's true.
Economic security. Where's our jobs? Chicken in every pot, right? Growing wages. He's taken the page. So where are you at now?
Healthcare.
Let's face it. Healthcare is ridiculous. It's too expensive. It's scary not to have it, but it's not the issue that will get you to the White House.
No,
they seem to think it is.
It's not.
It worked in the midterms. No. Mm-mm. Not being Trump worked in the midterms. That's all that worked. But now when you got to stand next to the big orange, oh, he's going to rip you to shit.
That's true. That's what's going to be interesting. Whomever emerges as the Democratic nominee and how they can navigate him in a debate. I'm telling you, the conversation at this point, it doesn't have to do it because they can't do anything unless they can get there.
Let's do the prelim numbers. And everybody that's listening to this show knows we got a big staff here now. We've got our pollster. We've got our correspondents in Washington, blah, blah, blah. Right now, everybody beats Trump in Michigan. And Michigan, by the way, you don't win Michigan. You're not winning the White House. We're in play. This is a big deal, right? We are like the test tube babies. Everybody's looking at us, flying in here, wants to sit around and chat. Here's the deal. I forgot my deal.
That's okay.
I'm going to drink this whiskey. Hold on. But the
deal is, come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sip it slowly, Charlie. It'll renew your thoughts.
That's right.
The deal is Trump was trailing Clinton by 15-17% in Michigan. Bernie Sanders trailed Clinton 25 points. Bernie Sanders won by 2%. Trump won Michigan by 10,000 votes. So if you want to believe Elizabeth Warren today will beat Trump in Michigan, I say, like I said, 4 years, whatever, 2016. Better hold your breath. I don't know. I don't believe the polls. People don't trust the polls. They lie to the pollsters. You don't have their cell phone numbers, mm-hmm. right?
You don't ask the right people.
Who's likely to vote, who's not. You're not, right? You're not out in the countryside taking a look at the yard signs. So if you're telling me Elizabeth Warren is 15 points ahead of Trump in Michigan, I'd say at best, it's 5. That's just my gut.
Who would you call it today, Charlie, for the Democratic nominee?
Call it today? Just mm-hmm. like...
Just you.
I had to bet my money and go to...
Right.
I had to go to Vegas and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's winning. That's why.
Yep. But I think Biden is the only person that can beat Donald Trump. This is almost like a playground scrap. I mean, it really is. You know, and I know everybody got all happy with Kamala Harris and her zinger. She had T-shirts the next day with her picture on it. But that's not the kind of foolishness that we have time for right now. And her position on busing today mirrors what she criticized Biden for back in whenever.
Mm.
I mean, it does. Also, you've got to look at her record as a prosecutor. And in Oakland County, in terms of races, oh, you know, we've got a black woman, and I'm all for that. If, in fact, there is value in there. But her position on truancy and a whole lot of other things are counter what people are saying. So all I'm saying is look at the people and don't get caught up in the emotion. Oh, she, you know, whatever. Joe Biden's old. He doesn't live in the era of the sound bite and the whole, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. But Joe Biden will knock the hell out of Donald Trump if it ever came to the two of them. And that's what we need to be looking at.
Well, let's take a look at Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, since that's the season we're in right now. Let's look at Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan is an aging state. Mm-hmm. It's a blue-collar, conservative sort of place. That's like the white people, right? Biden seems to me naturally is going to take the UP. He's going to take the West Side, right? Harris, you would think naturally, black woman, Detroit. Okay? I mean, you would. This would make it simple. But let's look at what really happened. We got a lot of new buses in Detroit because Joe Biden sent us some buses. The Obama administration, in which Biden was number two, sent a lot of money and a lot of help during the bankruptcy. So I'm thinking, who's going to win Michigan? It's going to be Biden, unless he trips all over his dentures.
Well, but Biden, people still associate what?
Those are dentures.
That relationship.
Those are dentures.
That relationship. Doesn't
matter. You can't have that. Look at my teeth.
You don't have dentures.
I know, but they're not white like his.
Well, maybe he just has a whitening something. I don't know. I like
fake news.
I don't know. It's not fake news. But Charlie, people still, that relationship, his relationship, his involvement in the Obama campaign still resonates with the black voter. He is as close to Obama as we can get again.
Yeah.
And so that resonates with a lot of people.
That's why he's winning.
So, well, I like Joe.
Don't forget, he's a big bank guy.
Well, I mean, everybody's got some baggage. I'm looking for somebody who can beat Donald Trump. Period. That's it. And if we detract from that even minimally, we're losing. I want a president that could at least articulate a grammatically correct sentence. That would help.
What's wrong with George Bush? Oh, you're talking Trump.
Same thing. What did he say? He was an excellent speller and he was really smart.
God rest Ross Perot, because none of the regular speak would even be out there if Ross hadn't done it first. And he was very prophetic. Giant sucking sound. He's a giant sucking sound. You got to pay a little bit. I liked Ross Perot. I think I voted for Perot once.
Okay.
What? Is there anything wrong with that?
No, I just said okay. He's not running, so.
Oh, no, he's deadened in the ground.
I know that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Is he in the ground yet?
Yet.
Yeah, Ross. Did they bury him yet?
No.
What kind of news show is this?
Who's following Ross Perot? I didn't realize Lee Iacocca wasn't dead until they announced it the other day.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm saying. People have to understand.
Oh, and they kept him on ice for like a week.
Yeah.
Right?
Almost. I would make a joke, but it would be racial. And
Go ahead.
You know, they always joke that, you know, when white people die, the funeral is the next day. When black people die, it's at least a week or two away. So I was going to say almost like he was, you know, remember James Brown? He stayed out for a month. Rosa Parks, they carted around country.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
My God. Well, John Dingell.
Yeah, but yeah.
They carted him around for a couple of, man, you know, it would be a great show. And I mean, a great show.
What?
Is like Corpses on Ice. If they're going to really take him around for, like, you know, the merry-go-round and the show and everything, they should bring him back for like a Ice Capade special.
No, Charlie. Don't.
In December.
Who wants to see that?
Because I didn't get to see Aretha in the fur coat.
And her legs crossed.
Yeah, they kept changing her outfit, but I'm like, where's the coat?
No, Charlie.
Maybe we can have a reprise and just, you know.
You don't want to see that. It's all good. No, let it go.
It's too soon, huh?
No, it's just let it go.
It's too soon.
No. Well, no, let it go. I don't think that's newsworthy.
Joey, can we have a little of Aretha drop there? Joey didn't even have the Morse code thing.
And that's because he's so engrossed.
Oh, my.
P-I-C-T.
Well, that's pretty good, bro. Okay. So, Tim, we'll have you on next week, man. My apologies. I know it was jammed, but I'm actually glad because it's a really thick book. I think he interviewed over 300 people.
I mean,
he's meticulous, this cat. And he's been covering the Republicans for almost 15 years. So this is, you know, not the silly, ridiculous shit. He's actually looking at the heart and soul.
He's delving into it.
Of what's going on. And it's inside, man. And it's pretty good. I just got it. So I spent the last couple of days trying to get through it. And I never like talking about a book that I don't read.
Well, see, everything works out for the best, Charlie. So now you got time to finish the book. And, you know, Tim can do whatever he's doing.
It goes on sale Tuesday. American Carnage, Republican Civil War, and the Rise of President Trump. Tim Alberta. Again, my apologies, bro. Okay, anyway. Where's the fucking money? Right here. Where's the money? You can find my work and DeadlineDetroit.com. And what I wrote this week,
which was great,
thank you, was the veritable champagne party going on inside City Hall. 500 appointees plus, 112 dozen making on average $140,000. I know what you're thinking. What the fuck?
That's crazy.
I know what the other side's thinking. If you want competent managers, right? If you want competent managers, you pay a good salary.
I can agree with that, but does the outcome reflect the income? Hey, I'm going for some zingers today. That's the second one.
Let's see here. Dave Minardo, who was intimately involved in the mayor's demolition program, which is now the subject of a long-running federal corruption probe with a new grand jury. Please, people, keep an eye on it. Earns $231,531 a year. Okay. He's now working on that Fiat Chrysler deal, which the feds got their beaks in again. Dave Masseron, the city's chief financial officer, who is not a certified public accountant. He's a lawyer. So he earns $187,000, $305.00. What is his financial experience? Wait for it. Drum roll, please. He was the lawyer who put the financing together for the Flint water deal. And you know how that turned out. It's the cream of the crop over here. Okay. Drum roll, please.
He wants a real one. He didn't like
No,
it.
I like the...
That's all right.
Arthur Jemison. Yeah, right to the heart. He earns $184,000.
Who is this? I didn't hear you.
Arthur Jemison.
Okay.
As the city's chief of services and infrastructure, who oversaw the Detroit's use of federal funds to help entrepreneurs that come out of the community block grant. That program is now frozen and under federal review. Yes, indeed. Police Chief James Craig is the highest paid appointee at $254,447, about the same as the superintendent of police in Chicago, a city with four times the population. Okay? So, where's the fucking money?
What's the mayor's salary? Did he adjust his or?
I was going to look it up, but since he's not an appointed dinner, but it's, yeah. It's,
I just wanted to know.
It hover around the 200,000 area.
Because it was like 170 yes. something. So I'm just
What
interested.
Did you make when you were basically the nominal chief of staff?
I left at 155, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked 12, 13 hours.
You don't got to excuse it. I mean,
7 days. Because everybody thinks that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you were like.
It's not.
You were like one of the highest paid at the highest level.
Right.
Like, yeah. Everybody's blown by that.
And the mayor didn't take a salary.
He didn't take
a salary. Dave Bing did not take a salary.
Until I caught him taking a salary.
Until you call him taking a salary.
Yeah, he had to take it after.
And in the beginning, he did not take a salary.
Did not take a salary.
And he never used a city credit card.
Yeah, but he never told me. He just, like, started taking the money again.
Yeah, and I didn't know it either, yeah. So.
You didn't know it either, did you? You're like, damn.
Somebody should have told me.
See, here's the thing. You want to know how to do journalism? You don't need the man. You need the secretary.
Always.
You need the beat cop.
Yep,
you need
that's
the
true.
Janitor.
That's true.
That's how you find stuff out,
You're
right?
absolutely right.
Like the Free Press, a very good article today, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like we said, we go back, shoot the CEO, same as you do the doorman.
Okay, so here's the thing. Are we getting our money's worth? Let me give you a couple statistics here. A new study came out, Jason. You saw that study, didn't you? MyWallet.com. Detroit is ranked 150th. Out of 150 of the biggest cities in America, in terms of the services people get, it's ranked in the bottom five on how it's run.
I can see that.
Now, to be completely open here, also in the bottom five are New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. But why is that? Because what they do when they're calculating your services, they divide it by the budget per capita, how many public dollars are spent per person. What this means is Detroit's budget is we spend more per person than New York, San Francisco, or Washington. So in terms of the services they get in those cities, they rank in the top 20. We rank at the bottom of everything. We spend more and get less, and we got a whole boatload of incompetence. That's what we have. Sorry, I said it. I left you the messages. The listening audience has heard. So, want to hear about poor services? Check yourself. Remember that one? That's our running theme now. Chief of police, it's violence. Check yourself. Before you do violence, check yourself. Well, here's how it's working out. People are taking him at his word. They're checking themselves into the hospitals and, sadly, checking themselves into the morgue. Over the 4th of July holiday, nobody reported it in town. 33 shootings. 33. Five of them fatal. As a comparison, since the chief here makes the same as the superintendent in Chicago, Chicago had 6 homicides and 63 shootings. Now, if Detroit was the size of Chicago, stay with me, listener, we would have 20 shootings and 20 homicides and 112 shootings. This is what you get. This is what every metric is showing you. We need to do better. Check yourself. You know what they're doing now in the Check Yourself social media campaign?
What?
Posting little nuggets from Will Rogers. Here, let me look it up here. Oh, this is fantastic. This is what we're doing. This is our solution.
I don't have a signal on the lower level.
What's that?
I can't get a signal on the lower level.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Tell Drew we got to bump it up a bit.
There is no motivational quote from DPD so far today, says my inside sources. But here's the one from yesterday. Ready for this? Here's the post. Twitter. On Tuesday night on the city's west side, a 17-year-old was wounded after a verbal altercation escalated into a fight and someone began shooting. Hashtag check yourself. Hashtag stop the violence. Hashtag walk away. And a nice little ditty from Will Rogers. You know who Will Rogers is? Will Rogers was a great American essayist and political commentator from the 1920s.
I'm trying to tie the two.
1920s. Hours. 1920s. Now, to my people, the people of Native America, Will Rogers was Native American. He means a lot to us. Nobody knows who the fuck Will is. Okay? But here's what Will said. People's minds are changed through observation and not through argument. You hearing that, east side of Detroit? Let me do it again. People's minds are changed through observation and not through argument.
Can I weigh in on this?
You're supposed to.
Okay.
I just tried to fill the goddamn show because Tim dropped out.
No, this is good, though. I'm enjoying this conversation.
I'm enjoying the whiskey.
Go ahead. But this is the thing. The people who pull a trigger, the guys who were fighting over the mushrooms, the people that do the robberies in the gas station, they go against the narrative, but they're not going away. They have to be. I'm saying, you know.
Right.
But the people who are supposed to...
Say it again, though. They're not going
away.
They're human beings.
They are here. And because... Remember, you know what happened on the lodge a couple weeks ago when they shut it down and they were doing the donuts.
A couple assholes showed up like it was American Graffiti.
Whatever.
Doing donuts on a goddamn freeway. And everybody gets out of the car and takes fucking pictures and video. And everybody's there but the police.
But hold on. You know, everybody's like, this is terrible. You have to understand.
Oh, that's just Detroit, man.
That it is Detroit. That's Detroit. Down to that whole thing. That was Detroit. We're on the lodge with it. That is Detroit.
Can I do that? Hold on. I got to keep your place.
Okay.
That is all of us Detroit, though.
I got that.
I mean, that's great.
I'm not trying
to separate. We are cars and hot rods and shit.
I understand it, but I'm saying that's the Detroit that is not included in the narrative. But that was, in my opinion, their way of carving out the little piece that they don't feel they have anymore in this city. So we're going to show you that we're still here.
We can shit. Still.
No, Charlie.
You know
I'm
what that is?
You,
that's what? Just dudes doing shit.
They shut down the expressway.
I have done a donut on I-96.
Did you leave tread marks?
I'm not as brave as those motherfuckers. I'm doing one and getting the fuck on.
They shut it.
You know what
down.
I mean? Because I'm like, look, not trying to get a record and shit. I'm trying to get to college. But yeah.
But I'm saying they don't have anything else to do. They don't know where else they fit in this city. What's theirs?
I just think it's dudes doing cars.
Maybe it is, but at the same time, it's like, you know, we want something. We need, you know what I mean? And I mean, maybe that's a stretch.
Yeah.
But that's
because let's remember what binds us. We are rowdy motherfuckers, all of us. We invented the goddamn hot rod. That's what we do. That's what's cool about us. We do the fucking dream cruise.
I can't even speed down.
We sit in a traffic jam to show it off.
But I can't even speed down Jefferson anymore because it's raggedy. They've got those BS bike lanes.
Speak.
I mean, seriously. I'm like, who
part of the services
crap?
Thing is the roads.
Hold on, but why would you spend that kind of money to put in bike lanes when the roads are horrible? They're
right.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever. Now, redo the roads and then put the BS bike lanes up. But we've lost two lanes because now the parking lane is what used to be the third driving lane. Somebody that worked for the city shared with me that cars are losing mirrors and doors left and right because you don't have room to get out of your car on Jefferson. And I'm sure these are on other Cass Avenue, Warren. They're doing this all, and nobody's riding in the lanes. They're riding on the sidewalk.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's
my
right.
Two cents.
That's right. Now dig this. Where's all the money? See, what John Roach likes to come out with, and the mayor's like, we've had those ballot pledges for all these years. We went over this at the top of the show. Well, okay, if we do have a surplus and we're rocking and rolling, then why is the fire union suing the city for unfair labor practices? What specifically? The city, the mayor, refuses to come to the bargaining table over the contract that's due to expire.
He doesn't like conflict.
Where's the raise? See, here's the thing. When you were in office, everybody took a 10% cut. Since the bankruptcy and everything, about 14% has been restored. So you would think over those years, there was a 4% raise. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's been 2% inflation for the last 7 years, not compounded. Compounding means this, my friends. $1 at 10% interest, the next year you would get $1.10. The year after that, $1.10 at 10%, you would have $1.21. Is my math correct?
Yep, you're right.
121, not 120. But we won't do that. I'm a numbers freak, but we won't do that. 14% inflation. 10% cut. That's 24% you lost. You got 14 back. The down 10%. If we're rocking, where's the money for the people doing the dangerous work? I love them. I do. And I'll bust their ass if I catch them stealing. 9 to 5. I'll have a drink with you at 6. 9 to 5. There are no friends. Can't be. Where's the money for them? Why aren't you at the table, Mr. Mayor? Because I know what you're doing. The police took a bullshit 2%, and you're hoping for the parity that's no longer required. It's not legal.
But that's an insult, Charlie. And when
fucking
you're
sucks.
When you're talking about the quality of life in a city, the very first thing is public safety. So you can paint an old building, you can put new windows in, you can open a new restaurant, and you can have a ribbon cutting and a baby kissing every day. But if people in this city, those who live here, those who visit here, those who work here, don't feel safe, then that city is no better off. It's not.
No. So guess what they're doing? Facial recognition software. They put in facial recognition software and nobody knew about it. Facial recognition software is so fucked up that unanimously a subcommittee in Congress voted to recommend to the entire body a moratorium on it so we can discover what it is. For instance, 90% of the recognition is a false positive. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. Studies show that. And especially for African Americans.
Women and old people, those three categories.
30% of black women are tagged as black men. Now, you could recalibrate this shit, studies show, right? But then you get false positives on white people. The shit doesn't work right. Why are we secretly doing it? And here's the news. There's a dude, whatever you think of him, he's a police commissioner. He represents the people.
Willie Burton
last night. Mm-hmm. He stand, because they're going to vote on it without any statistical analysis. Take my word for it. And they cuff him and take him out of the meeting because he's, quote unquote, out of order. Democracy's messy. You don't take the elected representative out of the body and out of the chamber in handcuffs because he's rowdy.
I don't think he was rowdy.
I watched the tape. Yeah, no, he wasn't.
I watched it, and he was on with us last night on Let It Rip. But he just...
How many times did you do Let It Rip?
Who, me?
Yeah.
A lot.
Are you going to... I know you do it like every other week. Can you, from now on, have the title underneath your name be No BS News Hour?
Sure.
Because I'm gonna do it for CNN.
I will do that. That's awesome. How about you go to Let It Rip and I'll do CNN? No, I can do that. They don't care. They never ask me what they put in there anyway. I never know what I am. But I don't think he was rowdy. And I tell him at the beginning of the show, that's the passion that I don't see in our elected officials anymore. That was old school Detroit politics. Good, bad, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's a passion that I miss, whether you agree with him or not. So I don't think he was rowdy. He was speaking up. He's not obligated to a 2-minute time limit. But I don't know. But very quietly, they're going to do like city council does. It's going to go. Nobody's going to be there. They're going to vote. Nobody will be the wiser.
And let me do it again. Everybody in the region, they make the promise, but it's not codified, that they won't be running your face in real time. They say only after a crime's committed will we take a still photograph from these video cameras we have around town and analyze it. There's no guarantee on that. There is the Fourth Amendment expectation of unreasonable search and seizure. I'm still an American. I know crime's bad. I'm not willing to be hunted randomly. Even your Congress,
yep,
unanimously, and they're not unanimous on anything, says this maybe we ought to take a second look at.
I agree.
And they're removing the dude. That's not old school Detroit. That's just old school America. Without that, we wouldn't even be a country. They'd take him out in fucking handcuffs.
Poor Willie.
Well, if crime was such under control, if crime was so under control, why do you need such an extensive tool like that?
Oh, a genius.
When he speaks.
A genius. Crime's down kabillions. Right? It's like historically down. Is it? 33 shot?
Well, Willie...
That's the second highest total over a holiday weekend since I've been here.
Well, Willie said last night that in his district, which includes Greektown, you know, shootings and crime, the numbers are up. And I said last night, these tools, whatever they are, Greektown, whether it's facial recognition, these things don't prevent crime. They don't stop anybody from committing a crime. Nobody stands there and says, well, gee, I may get caught. I'm not going to do it. You could have gotten caught a long time ago. So that does not deter crime. That's not preventing crime. Catching somebody is one thing. Preventing it is another.
Here's the other thing. You've got a very big private organization, the Gilbert people. They already use it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do share it with police.
They've got cameras downtown like crazy.
That place is freaky, man.
But you know they also have cameras inside the newsroom of the Free Press and the News because they are in Gilbert's building. I don't think people know that. They have them in the newsroom.
I did a profile on the Maroon family. You know, mm-hmm. If you don't know them, they own the Ambassador Bridge. And I went into the Free Press to, be edited and work with the online guy and do the slideshow and all that. And I saw those cameras. I just flipping them off like, fuck you, grab my cock. Like, suck it, man. You see me? I'm in. Fuck you. I'm with the people. At least Willie didn't do that.
Maybe he should have.
See, that's old school. That's old school Livonia, man. That's old school Livonia.
Don't say Livonia, Charlie.
Well, I graduated from Livonia Church of High School.
I understand that, but...
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's right.
You want to boss up, Charlie?
That's right. Because I know what
was going on. You want to knuck if you buck, Charlie?
I know what was going on here, see, because Wayne County...
Three.
Wayne County was... Livonia at one time was the whitest city, and Detroit is still the blackest city. And at the county level, it was Livonia and Detroit divvying it up. Ed McNamara, Mike Duggan from Livonia, Bernard Kilpatrick from Detroit, Saul Green from Detroit, Jenny Granholm from Canada.
With Drake.
What's Jenny do? Okay, anyway, listen.
On CNN.
Yeah, how about last thing here? Warren Evans. What's wrong with this guy? We were gone on vacation, and he goes to, he posts on Facebook, his wife got disrespected
by security at the
at the pro golf shit.
The PGA that was at the Detroit Golf
Rocket Club. Mortgage Super Classic, whatever it was. And she wasn't treated with the proper dignity. And you know what? If you don't treat a black woman with proper dignity, any woman, right. any man, anybody, you got to fight with me. You do. My people, as you know, I mean, I'm the rainbow here. I'm a humanist. Don't fuck with people. You fuck with them, you fuck with me. I'm going to be on their side. But how do we know? She posts something, and then the beavers from the media post it back, and then Warren Evans is up there. His whole life, he's had to deal with this shit. It's outrageous. Maybe. I did a little work. Again, I don't need the man. I know security. I know security. I won't tell you who. You can't figure out who I know, but I know many people in that tent. Let me tell you what I heard. Warren Evans pulls up in the county vehicles. Why are you being escorted in the county vehicles to a fucking golf outing? Drive your own damn self. Not only that, His Highness requires a redundant security sweep. He needs a security sweep for himself. As if the Wayne County executive is a target. Maybe he is. Don't know. So they get the sweep. His wife comes in with the grand poobah, as reported to me. She doesn't have credentials. They don't bust her ass, but she goes off to the toilet or whatever. She comes back. They say, credentials, please. Excuse me? Credentials. She huffs off, comes back. The credentials she's wearing? Law enforcement credentials. Dude says, which law enforcement agency are you with? Huffs off, comes back. It's got civilian credentials, except the credentials are turned backwards. Right? The white part showing. Show me your credentials. Now we're disrespected. Yeah. Did security apologize? Probably not. Probably had it with the diva. That's the other side of the story. There's her side of the story. There's the other side of the story. And somewhere in the middle is usually where it's at. Don't play games, Warren. Stay off of Facebook. The head honcho doesn't get there and bitch about, oh my God, I'm black and treated wrong. All you had to do was walk out of the goddamn golf club and ask the dude playing basketball with his son on a court where a 13-year-old was shot a couple days earlier. They weren't invited. They see what's going on. It's their neighborhood. Nothing for the kids. No tour. Because you know the public course, Palmer Park, where I used to play bad golf, that thing's grass is 3 feet high. Developers fucked it up. So the guy who's playing basketball with his son, if he ever wanted to play golf, forget about it now. Like that, dude. So how's it feel? That's the point. Don't lay in this again. Just, Jesus. Remember Warren Evans? If you don't know who Warren Evans is, he used to be chief of police under Karen Dumas' administration. Why did he get fired?
The mayor was...
Was it the sizzle reel?
Well, there were like three incidents that happened back to back to back. And let me say this for the record, because I have been accused. I had nothing to do with his departure or with him being unappointed.
You were accused.
I got blamed for everybody who was fired. Some I was responsible for, some not. But him, I was not. But there were three incidents, one with Mopat. You remember her, the lieutenant that was in the police department, the sizzle reel. And then there was one other incident, and the mayor just... You know, he's like, there's too much distraction, things going on without the mayor's permission or awareness. So
did it also have to do with the mayor's wife's security detail? And
I don't remember anything like that, Charlie.
Okay, the sizzle reel. So
I remember the sizzle reel and the issue with Mopat. And there was one other thing, but I don't remember.
Evans was like posing for a TV show without the mayor's knowledge.
He was pitching a television show, which was also centered around the Ayanna Jones incident because they were filming that night. And
it, Ina Stanley Jones is 7 year old who was
7 year old who was asleep on the couch
and was shot dead by police officers.
Exactly, but they used the flash, the bang flash, or whatever
the grenade, called. The flash grenade,
the flash grenade, and you know, I don't know, but
complete fuck up.
The issue internally was that he had permission to do the sizzle reel,
mm-hmm.
and the reality is that I didn't know about it. The mayor didn't know about it.
He didn't have permission.
So they got permission. They got permission from somebody else. But that wasn't the permission that they needed to get it done.
So he got fired. We got a little of the sizzle reel here. This is Warren Evans' greatest hits. When Chief
it's on YouTube. You can still find
it. That's where we got it, but don't tell him.
Okay. Two things I noticed. One is, if I go in the field and stay for 8 hours, whatever area I'm in, the response time goes down. Do I need to go out every night to be the motivator to get the response time down, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. When I go out, that's what I hear from folks all the time. I mean, some of them just get animated. Damn, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Chief out here working. That's what I'm talking about. They can tangibly see you cuff a guy. Okay, he worked. I mean, and that, not just for me, that sends a message that the department's working.
I'm the chief of police. I do whatever it takes. I'm the chief. Yeah. So listen, if that's the case, sir, stay off of social media. You can handle it. You know what I mean? You did working people wrong. You got a big pulpit. I don't think you had to do that. That's just my take. I'm also speaking for the working guy doing his job. What you didn't know was a younger black security officer kicked Mike Morse, you know, the lawyer, and Jimmy Howard, you know, the goalie, kicked them out of the VIP room where the liquor was free. I didn't see Jimmy posting shit. Come on now. Yeah, I'm real deep in there, Jason. All right, anyway, so, all right, Warren, check yourself. Finally, lastly, and completely leastly, Joe, Chicken Joe DeMarco. As you know, Joe has been covering Chicken Joe. That's where Chicken Joe was born. He's been covering the ethics problems with the Wayne County Treasurer, Eric Sabree, who was accused of allowing his family to enrich themselves on homes of people that couldn't pay the taxes and lost them and went homeless. And then in turn, his family didn't pay taxes. At least on one property, it should have been foreclosed, but it wasn't. And then on the other side of things, which wasn't part of the investigation, a select group of no-bid contractors were allowed to take the best houses, sell them, and pocket the freaking dough. I know. So we were going to get, what were we going to get? We were going to get something codified. We're going to get something clarified. We were going to get a paddle on the ass. We were going to create something new. We were going to have some kind of recommendations as to how to fix this shit. Right?
Let us hope.
Right, Joe? Yeah. Joe there?
I haven't been listening. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no.
Wait, whoa. Turn that shit off. What, Joe?
I just connected. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, so look, real quick, don't go on and on. What ended up happening?
Okay, so they...
No, stop right there. You're going to... Okay, so, real quick.
They ended up voting to dismiss the cases against Sabree for a variety of reasons.
We'll stop right there. Stop right there. So they dismissed...
The charges.
Right. They didn't vote on the charges, right? They didn't enumerate the charges. They just voted...
No, because Hendricks beat them to all of that.
Hold on a minute, dude. Hold on, Joe. Joe, nobody knows who Hendricks is. What, Jimmy fucking Hendricks? He's back from the fucking dead. Right.
Who?
Freeman Hendricks, the former deputy mayor of Detroit who's on the board. It's cozy. Nobody really expected anything to happen. A little kangaroo court. Warren Evans, our guy, you know, the chief, asked the ethics board to convene and take a look at this, but Warren Evans never bothered to show up. So in the right. American jurisprudence system, your accuser's got to show up. Right, Joe?
Right.
Okay, so what were the recommendations of this board?
They did, or Mr. Hendricks did talk about the need to go back to the commission with a bunch of recommendations to tighten up their own regulations as far as what is the ethics boards, what are their responsibilities and powers. And there's just too many questions. It's like the law authorizing...
All right, listen.
It was too loosely written.
And they didn't come up with any new recommendations, or they didn't...
Well, he said we need to go over this case and other previous cases and write some recommendations, which I agree.
When are they going to do it is my question. Did they say we're going to reconvene at such and such a point?
Oh, no. This is over with. Okay. The briefing is over with.
It's over with. Okay, there you go.
He's a good man. He's a clear... What do you call a free man now?
Okay, so that's great. So, you were there, and, when you were first Chicken Joe, and that very viral, very famous scene of you trying to get an interview with His Honor up and down and across the parking garage, where you almost had a coronary, he said when it was done, he would be willing to talk. So,
which you didn't.
Let's see. I don't know. We've got this piece here. So let's take a look at Joe's finally is going to have the one-on-one interview with Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree. Joey, let's roll that tape.
So, Mr. Sabree, now that the hearing's over and the case has been dismissed, that was the sound of one of Sabree's people, this big fat lady, slamming the vestibule door, and she held the door shut, trying to prevent me from getting out there in the vestibule where the elevator was. And in the process, the recorder got turned off. So when I finally did get the door open and get out there and questioned Sabree and his lawyer... And his lawyer eventually ended up giving a statement to a couple of print reporters that were there. Unbeknownst to me, the recorder had stopped recording.
Unbeknownst to...
Because I was fighting with this door that the lady was holding closed.
Because I had used two hands to rip the...
I can't hear, Joe! Right, Joe!
Hey, you know what, man? If somebody had been there with me, this wouldn't have happened.
What? What'd you say?
If somebody would have been there with me, this would have never happened.
The fuck? You need somebody to wipe your ass? It's called play.
In one hand, a microphone in the other hand.
Oh my God, I got a microphone in one hand.
Recording the other.
And my dick in the other hand.
The door open. And, this trash can isn't made for violence.
What?
It's sit somewhere while it's recording.
What?
It's not a...
Unsafe work practices, Charlie?
It's not a combat recorder. It's a combat recorder.
How come this only happens to you, Joe?
It probably happens to a lot of other people.
Yeah, I never. Oh, I don't know, man. These are very special reports. What show is this? What show number is this, more or less, Jason?
43.
Joe.
There's a switch on the side of it that you can slide it to lock the controls.
Yeah?
Because I was running towards Sabree so fast, I didn't have time to find that switch, or I forgot, or whatever.
Okay, Joey, rewind that. Let's listen to the beginning here. See how fast Joe had to run. Let me go ahead and...
Mr. Sabree, now that the hearing's over and the case has been dismissed...
That doesn't sound like you're running or like somebody's beating on you.
He sounds like he's out of breath, though.
That's because he's overweight. In a chicken suit, and it's 100 degrees.
That shame, Charlie.
I had to stop to save the hour and 40-something minutes hearing file, and then hit record again while running across the room to try to catch up with Sabree, because he was making a run for it.
Joe, do you know why you're a 59-year-old intern? Because, again, we're on show 43. Press play! I know what you did. You better be honest with the viewers. This is no bullshit. What you did was you thought you hadn't pressed play, and then you pressed play, which was actually stop.
No.
Oh.
If you hear it, I'm asking the question. You hear the door slam, and then the tape stops. Obviously, the stop button got pressed while I was passing the thing from one hand to the other, trying to grab the damn door.
This is excuses. This is unacceptable.
So the switch on the side is in lock.
This is
a lock the control, so
you should probably
happen.
Speak with HR, but Charlie. He's got some issues.
Here we go again.
Wait a minute, but it's not making sense, Joe?
Yes, sir.
What are you, like the Secretary of Labor? What are you, like former U.S. Attorney in Miami?
I wish
just
I
making shit salary. Up as you go? This is no bullshit, Joe. I need you.
I'm not bullshitting you, man. You're the one who's reading into it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm just, God, what
Joey,
happened.
let's just roll that again. One more time, Joe. Let's just go over this frame by frame.
So, Mr. Sabree.
Okay, Mr. Sabree.
Now that the now hearing's that, over, the case has been dismissed.
You sound real close to him.
That was the sound of one of Sabree's people, this big fat lady, slamming the vestibule door, and she held the door shut, trying to prevent me from getting out there in the vestibule where the elevator was.
The visual.
Joe.
I'm imagining this.
Joe, she treated you like my dog?
Time
out. Where's the sound of the door hitting your recorder and you in the face?
That was it. Play it again.
Play it again. Okay, I don't mind playing it again.
It's not going to change.
So, Mr. Sabree. Now that the hearing's over and the case has been dismissed, that sound.
I didn't hear a sound.
That was just.
What sound? You going that sound?
No, but
that sound of you going that sound? What sound?
Play it again. That sound right there.
Play it again, Joey.
The hearing's over and the case has been dismissed. That sound.
That was just. Kind of clunk sound.
Wait, what sound? What sound? What sound, Joey?
Kind of clunk sound.
What sound?
Is he smoking?
I don't care if he's smoking, man. This motherfucker is high on the job. Were you drinking, smoking?
No.
Come on. You can do better than this. It's the professional pride.
I feel bad. But we got the gist of the story.
Let's play that again. Let's get the gist of the story. Okay, and roll it, Joey.
The hearing's over and the case has been.
No, all the way to the beginning because.
Mr. Sabree.
Mr. Sabree.
Now that the hearing's over and the case has been dismissed, that sound.
I don't know what sound.
That was
about.
The sound of one of Sabree's people, this big fat lady.
Why'd you have to say she was fat?
Slamming the vestibule door.
She was you.
She
was bigger than mine.
Trying to prevent me from getting out.
But you like
the
him, Big Joe.
Where the elevator was. And
big girls need love
process,
too. Be nice.
You're better lovers.
I wouldn't know
off.
That.
I wouldn't either.
When I finally did get the door open and get out there and question Sabree and his lawyer.
Yeah.
And his lawyer eventually ended up giving a statement.
Pause. Joe, you eventually got out there, right? After the big fat lady, slammed the door on your snout. You eventually get out there, okay?
Right.
And you're not looking at your recorder?
No, I'm looking at him. I'm trying to catch up to him, get to him, and ask him a question.
Dude, don't you take a second.
Ladies running interference. I had that one fat lady. The other lady that was like, leave him alone. Remember from Langley? She was there saying the same shit. And I said, who are you anyways? You keep telling me, leave her alone. None of your business. And trying to get around her, and the Thomas came out. And I said, Mr. Thomas, I'm trying to ask him. And he's trying to avoid talking to me. And then when they got to the elevator, these two women that were print reporters came up, and he was talking to them. And I held the microphone up, like I'm going to record whatever he says.
Yeah, except you didn't press play, right, yeah. Right.
And so what he said was, he feels vindicated now because the charges were not clear, they're not clearly stated, the witness didn't come forward to testify, and all the other stuff that we had heard about.
So this is just good old boy shit, and yet, Joe.
Yeah. And you had more.
You're fired. Come in next week. Get your check. I'm even paying this intern for this shit. This is unbelievable. Joe, I gotta let you go. A lot of people in line. A lot of people wanna Nobody wants to date you, but everybody wants your job.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Nothing. Nobody replied.
We put a call out.
We did. We got a couple $100. You go on a date with Joe. He's going to have some sexy new glasses from Yaldo.
Yeah, we were going to clean him up.
We did clean him up. Have you cut your toenails since we cleaned you up, Joe?
Man, there's nothing wrong with my toenails.
That means
and
no.
And I take care of my toenails on a regular basis.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
What do you
regular
mean?
Normal hygiene. I don't know why you think that I have some kind of hygiene problem. Oh, because you were listening to Zany on that Thanksgiving tape.
Yeah, because you don't even flush the toilet.
Crazy apparently. Saying, man,
this is taking a turn for the worse.
You're fired.
File a complaint with HR.
Okay, you're fired. What do you think this is, City Hall? We need competent employees, bro. We need you to press play. Here, let me listen. Listen to this. Can you hear this? Can you hear me? Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Ready? Listen.
Yeah.
Let's press play. Listen again. Listen closely. That's play. Watch this. This is pause. Okay, ready? One more time. What is this? What is that? Joe.
No, did you pay attention to the Board of Police Commissioners meeting that happened last night?
Oh.
They arrested one of them.
Joe, we don't need... We already did that, Joe. We already did that. We sent you to get the exclusive... What that sound was.
I don't hear the sound.
So, Mr. Sabree, now that the hearing's over and the case has been dismissed, that sound, that was the sound of one of
Sabree's
people.
That's the sound
people,
of the men working on a chain.
Slamming the vestibule door.
Okay.
I think the chicken suit might have been interfering with my ability to pay attention to
all. Dude, the chicken suit makes you, man. Like, look, I listened to the tape you sent. And, man, the crossing guard... Security.
Right.
You're a big deal, Joe. You're diminishing yourself by not pressing play. Now, I can excuse week one when you played dead across the city to see if anybody gave a shit about anybody else, and you did the great big pratfall, having a heart attack in front of police headquarters, falling on the recorder. That one I might have believed. I might have believed the impact caused you not to record it. Except,
this was the same thing.
But except, like, it's the same thing. There was no sound of impact then, and there's no sound of a door being slammed on you. You cannot lie.
What do you think that sound was? You think I made that sound up?
Okay.
Let me just make up some fake sound to try to...
Guess what this sound is? I hung up on you. Guess what this sound is? This is the sound of me hanging up on you.
That was cold, Charlie.
Okay, put him back on. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. You're not fired, but can you please, brother, press play.
Record, I mean.
Yeah, record. See, good. Excellent. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Please?
Charlie loves you,
He's
Joe.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't mean it to be a drag, Joe. Can you just...
Well, I mean, I know what happened. I was there when it happened. I screwed up. I should have double-checked the recorder after getting through the doorway, and I didn't. And
excellent.
And therein lies my failure.
Excellent.
Lesson learned.
That's a lesson learned.
And you sent a cameraman to actually film me.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. What do you think you are? You're like some kind of goddamn star. I need a cameraman.
You just told him he was a star.
If you want a cameraman, you do it. You get an intern doing your shit. God. Give me a cameraman. God, Joe.
Yeah, then this shit wouldn't have happened because it would have been being recorded on the camera.
Oh, but you went to Specs Howard to study pressing record.
Does he have an iPhone?
Right, but they didn't cover combat with interviews, though.
Combat with interviews?
Or people trying to slam doors in your face and you got to rip the doors open. That wasn't covered.
That's the cameraman's life. Writing.
Yeah.
The reporter's just a glamour puss.
And
now
Bob.
Joe just wants to leap right. You know what he wants to do? He wants to leapfrog the whole industry right to morning, weekend, fill-in anchor. You're really reaching for the stars here with that morning, weekend, fill-in anchor business.
Maybe he'll get a shot on CNN with, maybe he'll get a shot to do CNN when they come to town.
Not at this rate. Like, I stake my reputation on, you can teach this guy to be a reporter. But I'm starting to doubt it. Okay, Joe, what do you do when
just
you...
Just give me Anderson's job, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, sure, right. You know what? Here's the thing. He earned his way to that position. It started with...
Started with his mom being a billionaire.
It started with this. Record.
Well, actually, it started with... Pause. How he got into Iraq and did
record.
Some mom footage via Skype.
Pause. Record. Pause. Okay, Joe. Yeah. Get your ass in here next week. We're really going to have a talk. And one of those glasses coming.
They should be there Monday.
Okay.
That, during the manufacturing process, they broke one of the lenses, so they had to start over.
It'd still be an improvement on yours. Listen, I worked hard for those glasses. Thank you for at least going to the Sabree thing. I hope you've learned something about the municipal process, because your reports have taught us nothing about the municipal process. But we'll get to that. Okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I thought he hung up on you.
Have a great weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you tonight.
Yeah.
Here's your music.
All right.
Please press play. All right, everybody. Sorry that went a little bit long. I was having fun. Stay together. Try to love one another. And listen, man. You are the man. The man just represents you. Power's in you. You gotta believe it. All right, we'll see you next week.